The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead at two Thursday's action in Thurles. A good national hunt card to look forward to there. The feature being a Grade 2 novice hurdle. And joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, Mark. I've spoke to you for a while.
Yeah, it seems like it's been a while, yeah.
It does.
You still tipping the winners?
You missed me.
I have, mate. I've missed you. What do you make of Thurles today, mate?
I feel like I can bring some light back into your life, mate.
Yeah, hopefully so.
Yeah, good, yeah. Yeah, several that I've earmarked out off. There's bets this afternoon. I'm probably going to have three bets there, so, looking forward to it.
Good. Confident opinions, then. The first race this afternoon, Andy, is the 2:15. We start with a mare's beginner's chase over 2.25 miles. Phoenical Media is the 9-4 market leader. 4-1 for Carrageen Kigelia. Shulamach is 9-2. 7-1 for She's a Portrait. And 8s for Molly Connors. 10s or bigger for the others. Phoenical Media, Andy, obviously got ability and would probably go close if staying up, but jumping problems really, isn't there, for Phoenical Media?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. She managed to fall over hurdles as well, so it's not as if the larger obstacles have been a stumbling block. She's been decked twice in 3 starts. When she did stay on her feet, she's posted a really good number on the figures. She finished second to Gitan de Berlay, of course, went on to win a Grade 2 subsequently at Sandown. And she can run to that level, of course, down in, she did at Limerick. Then she's clearly the one that the others have got to fear. But yeah, whether you want to take 2-1, 9-4 about a horse who is prone to making errors is very much down to yourself. Shulamach obviously makes her chasing debut. She's a former point-to-point horse and she's always looked a chaser. She ran well here the last day of her hurdles behind Really Unique, who runs later on in the card. She stays well and she's just the type that Paul Nolan can thrive with in these kind of mares-only events. But I do quite like Carrageen Kigelia here, a horse that's run well at Thurles on her last 3 starts. Her best run was when she was second to the course specialist R. Katie 2 starts ago, when she split that horse and Triplets Joy when she was a wild outsider. She actually looked like winning turning for home. I backed R. Katie that day and I thought, what's this Carrageen Kigelia doing? This is not supposed to run as well as this. But she backed up that run with another encouraging effort here last time out behind the same horse to prove that that was no fluke. She got a little bit tap for toe at the top of the track, but didn't have come home quite strongly. My only reservation would be she's dropping back to 2 mile 2. All her best form's over 2.5 and 3 miles, and she does look an out-and-out stayer. But the fact that she's gone around this track, it's a tricky old track, Thurles. You do need course specialists. They go uphill, down Dale, and the ones at the top of the hill, those fences are really awkward. Seen plenty of horses hit the deck there in recent times. Most notably, of course, Undushko, who fell on his chasing debut. We've seen Champagne Fever fall at the last, and Empire of Dirt fell at the second last before he went on to win over the weekend. So good horses have tipped up here at Thurles. So you do need horses who have operated around the track, and Carrageen Kigelia has done that 3 times. So I think she's a really good each-way bet here, around about the 4-5-1 mark this morning.
Okay, good bet there in the opening race. The 2:45 is the second race. This is a chase for 5-year-olds and older that at entry are rated 145 or less. It's over 2.25 miles, and Arnaud heads the betting at 6-4. It's 15-8 for Ruby Light. Irish Thistle is 4-1 and 9-2 for He'll Be Remembered. It's one of those races, Andy, where you can't really rule anything out with any real confidence. Quite a tight little affair. So how would you play the 2:45?
Yeah, it's a choppy one, isn't it? Yeah, only 4 runners, but you know, you wouldn't be guaranteed of, you know, copping the winner if you had a strong opinion. Ruby Light's probably the ideal horse for the other three because he's going to go off in front, as he often does, and give them at least something to shoot at. And his run last time at Clonmel suggested he was coming back to, you know, something resembling his best. He's obviously never going to be back to the heady heights of 2011-12 when he was a Grade 1 winner. But, yeah, last time was more encouraging. It took of all Turban's efforts and reserves of stamina to wear him down in the latter stages. He's dropping back in trip here today, and that should suit him from that 2.5, which has stretched him the day at Clonmel. But maybe he might just set it up for the closers here. And I quite like the way that Arnaud shaped last time out in a much better race than this. That was the Grade 2. Of course, that was the Red Mills on Red Mills Hurdle Stroke Chase Day at Garen on the 14th of Feb. And, you know, if he can run to that level, and he's 10 lengths behind Champagne Fever, who's headed towards the Champion Chase, then he should be good enough to ruffle the feathers of this lot here today. Rathlin, who was further back in fourth, ran really well the other day behind Milowney to boost that form. The speed figure of the race is good. And although the ground's not ideal for Arnaud, I still think he's waiting for the ground to dry out in Ireland, when your guess is as good as mine. But he still performs well on a heavy surface to be confident enough to go with him here. We've certainly got to respect the other two. Irish Thistle ran well in that very good race of the day down in Hidden Cyclones race at Punchestown. That was a real burn-up that day, and I do think Hidden Cyclones got a squeak in the Champion Chase. And he'll be remembered, of course, win as well, have a hurdle. So, as you say, you could fancy all four on certain lines of form, but Arnaud, that run in the Red Mills is definitely the best form coming into the race.
Okay, Arnaud in the 2:45 then. The 3:15 is a big race this afternoon. It's the Grade 2 Michael Purcell Memorial Novices Hurdle. It's over 2.5 miles, and Milsean, or Milsean, however you want to say it, is the 4-6 market leader, back from 4-5 this morning as well. Sub-Lieutenant is 100-30, 7-1 for Sombermont. Fine Theatre 8-1 and 16s or bigger for the other two. Milsean here, Andy, is interesting really, because a very good bumper performer, but not really quite put it together over hurdles yet. Do you see this as a good opportunity to get a Grade 2 success?
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. I'm not quite seeing why Milsean should be an odds on shot here, and a wild odds on shot as well at that. I mean, he's 4-6 with William Hill. I must admit, I saw his price this morning around the sort of 10-11 mark. I thought that's plenty short enough. Punters must be seeing something different to what I'm seeing, because I was really disappointed with him last time out here over this course. He had an uncontested lead, he had the race in his pocket all the way through, he was cruising along, and then his engine just cut out going to the last, and Brian Cooper, his heart must have sunk when that Measure of My Dreams comes swooping by him on the running. I just thought he found disappointing, you know, a little off the bridle. And he struggled first time out as well at 2-11 when he just scrambled home to beat Snow Falcon. That race hasn't worked out all that well either. So I think there's one or two opponents in this race that are definitely going to give him plenty to think about. He just wouldn't be for me at 4-2. If you think that's a good 4-6 shot, then you're, like I say, you're a braver man than me. Sub-Lieutenant, he was obviously in deep last time out, but he chased down Sizing John the time before. I do quite like Sandra Hughes' charge, and their second string's no more guy, the Total Recall, who beat subsequent winner Oscar Knight quite readily last time out at Punchestown. Obviously, this represents a step up in class, but old Desi Hughes won this race last year with Giant of a Man. So Sandra obviously looking to strike at twice within the space of 12 months. I really like Paul Nolan's charge here as well. Fine Theatre. I'm going to put this horse up as the value bet in the race at 8-1 with William Hill. He's a fine, big, strapping chaser. And although he did nothing first time out to suggest what was about to happen next time, he put that behind him with an incredibly good run the other day down in Ferry House when he defied his 20-1 outside a tag. He cruised to the front with a sweeping manoeuvre off the home turn going down to the last, and he bounded clear of two nice horses, Boris DeBlay and Artipex, in very ready fashion. He really quick and well on the running. And I think the sky's the limit for this horse. All of a sudden, Paul Nolan's got a couple of nice horses in his midst. He's got another horse under the same name, very similar name to this. I think it's called Fine Article, who chased down a nice horse of William Mullins' Roy de France the other day over this course. And he just seems to be piecing together a nice team, Paul. And this is probably one of his future stars. So I would go with Fine Theatre here. I think the favourite's a terrible price. And I think we should take him on with the Nolan runner.
Okay, taking on the favourite in the 3:15. The 3:45 is the fourth race on the card. This is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Winter Breeze is 5-2 at the top of the market. 100-30 for First to Boogie. O'Donoghue's Opera is 5-1. 7-1 for Samson Bill. Let's High Five It is 8. 17-2 for Cliffside Park, and 14s or bigger for the others. I thought this was quite tricky, Andy, so I'm happy to hand it over to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with you, Mark. I'm not particularly keen on anything here. I think they've all got enough negatives to sort of like not be confident about anything really in particular. I suppose Winter Breeze just about, by the skin of his teeth, sets a standard here. He made the running the other day, or tried to, over today's course and distance, but he was readily picked off in the latter stages by the eventual winner, Lock, Stock and Barrel, making his seasonal reappearance for the Mullins camp. But that was still not a bad run, all the same, you know, trying to get beaten 10 lengths by him. He's not a bad return, and I presume that Mark Walsh's tactics will be similar today, to go off in front and try and make it a decent gallop. Whether we needed that run, of course that was his first outing for the best part of 2 months, remains to be seen. But it's just the opposition, really, which kind of like, you know, makes me want to go with him rather than anything else, because he has got that course and distance form. First, Abugi was disappointing the last day at Nice on his hurdling debut. He needs to improve. Donny Hughes Offborough, I thought he weakened quite tamely the day behind Phil's Magic at Nice. Samson Bill's an interesting run. There's a bit of money for him this morning. He ran behind a horse called Rhinesbrook, who runs later on in the card, and whether it was a, you know, just a test of water first time out of a hurdles at Trip or whatever, I don't really know. But that form was quite good. I really fancy Rhinesbrook later on in the card, because he beat Vedateri out and Phoenician de May, two horses I hold in the highest regard, and I think he's quite well handicapped later on. So that is also decent form to recommend. And Cliff Side Park, he won quite well in a bumper the other day. So, you know, it's not a bad little heat, but I'll probably stick with Winter Breeze. But do keep an eye on that Samson Bill. Both of them have got course form, and because of that, I think one of them might come through.
Okay, a couple to consider there then in the 3:45. The 4:20 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle over 3 miles. We have 3-1 joint favourites this morning, Rhinesbrook and Toon River. 11-2 for Really Unique. Tiger Bay Lady is 6-1. 8-1 for Triplets Joy. Better Than All Right is 11s and 12-1. Or bigger prices for the others. Quite looking forward to this between Rhinesbrook and Toon River, Andy, because those two have leading form claims. Really Unique won last time out as well. It's quite an interesting race, the 4:20.
It certainly is, yeah. Handicap, you know, sort of punters and horses, punters that look at weights and measures will be very keen on Toon River, quite rightly as well. He runs off a mark of 112, which compared to his chase mark, which is now adjusted into the 130s following a win off 126 the other day in a good race at Gowran, they'll be all over this like a dirty shirt. But the thing is, his best form is at Gowran. Three times now he's won around that track, and twice out of the three it's over fences, and you are asking a lot. I always get caught out with these horses that look seemingly well handicapped and then go back over the smaller obstacles. They just seem to never be able to put it all together and replicate that same run the time before. So with that in mind, I'm going to pass over Toon River here in favour of a horse I mentioned early on in the piece, this Rhinesbrook, who has all of a sudden come of age in his last two starts. An excellent eye-catching run back in November behind Golan Tiller. He made that horse pull out all the stops. And Golan Tiller is very highly regarded, of course, we know from the Tony Martin camp. We then had to wait the best part of 2 months for him to run next, but it was worth the wait because he absolutely slaughtered two very, very smart horses. Vedateriat and Venetian de May have both gone on to run again against each other. That was at Clonmel the other day, and Vedateriat once again came out on top. But both of those two sets of connections rate their horses. So for Carl Murphy's seven-year-old to slam them by 11 lengths and on the bridle as well, I mean, he absolutely slaughtered them, then he's got to be a good horse. And after mark of 124, I think he could have got him very lightly here. We know he goes well at the track. We know he stays well. The ground's not an issue. And he's one of the few horses in this race who's got loads and loads of upside. He's got so much potential that I've got to go with a horse like that. I know the others inside out. They're not going to improve, you know, from what they've already done. They are what they are. But this lad has definitely got the potential to, you know, go a little bit further than this. So Rhinesbrook, if you can get sort of, well, you can get 3-1. You can get 3-1 William Hill this morning. I think that's one of the best bets on the card.
Okay, strong vote for Rhinesbrook then in the 4:20. The 4:55 is the penultimate race this afternoon. It's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. It's for lady riders as well. And we have 4-1 joint favourites this morning, with King Blue and Don Franco at the top of the market. The Madwell and Edmundo are both 5-1, sixes for Rebel Cry, 8-1 for A Dream Still Alive, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. I happen to know from talking to you off air, Andy, you've got a bit of a strong opinion here.
I have got a very strong opinion here. I'll say that Rhinesbrook's probably the best bet on the card, but this one is very close behind it, and that is Edmundo, a horse that loves these conditions. He's only career victory in his live came at Navan when the ground was heavy. And he hasn't run very often in the last year or two. Not sure what the problem is. He only raced 3 times last season, but when he does run under these conditions, he's fairly useful. We had to wait till February to see him for his seasonal reappearance this year. But he didn't have catch the eye in that race. It was won by Lil Shane. Anyone who knows that form will know that that form has worked out really well. Lil Shane just got beat the other day by a horse who's been running consistently well all season. So that form's obviously been boosted. And back in fifth was Shabra's Bertolini, a horse that regular podcasters will know that I hold in a reasonable amount of regard. But I like the way Edmundo finished off his race there. He was in trouble going down to the second last, but he stayed on very eye-catchingly on the running to be a never nearer six. And that run should have put him right for this race. He's obviously been laid out for this. There's no doubt connections have got had this race in mind for quite a while, because he was second in this race last year behind Snowwell. So quite clearly, new connections have targeted this. They've obviously got Jane Mangan on as well. Jane Mangan rode the winner last year. So everything looks absolutely set fair here for Edmundo. Twice in its life it's been placed around the track, including this race last year. And I catch him running the other day in a good speed figure in a race which is working out well. He's got his ground. So there's no reason why Edmundo won't go close here. 5-1 with William Hill. Get stuck in each way.
Good. There you go. Get stuck in each way on Edmundo in the 4:55. The 5:25 is the final race this afternoon. It's a mare's bumper over 2 miles. Seeking Susan is 2-1 at the top of the betting. Western the Lady is 5-2. It's 9-2 for Hello Sweetie. 5-1 for Kalahara Castle, and 18-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like for the lucky last, Andy?
Well, as we know now, Liz Doyle has got such a fantastic record in bumpers. We've just got to go with her runner here, Seeking Susan. Two of her last three bumper horses have won. After Aspen won at Down Royal in pretty determined fashion at 25-1. And Golden Lodge sprung a bit of surprise the other day when flooring a short price favourite at the odds of 12-1. So anything that Liz Doyle runs in a bumper has got to be respected. Chase down a nice horse of Gordon Elliott's of the day in the shape of Whistle Dixie on desperate ground at Limerick. That was over the Christmas period. Has been given time to recover. And comes here in a fairly weakish mares only race as well. Obviously, Western the Lady's got to be respected. She ran with a great credit on her racecourse debut at Cork just before Christmas. So she's obviously got to be a major consideration for the Willie Mullins camp. But I haven't seen too many in the others that makes me frightened off by not going with this Seeking Susan. As I said, yards on fire. And that run behind a good horse down in Limerick should be good enough for it to get off the board at the second time of asking.
Okay, good stuff. Let's have a quick summary as usual, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Thurles one more time.
Yeah, quite a bit of course form on the show here today, and I think that's important at Thurles for regulars who follow this particular track. And I like Carrigan Kilgailey despite the drop back in trip in the 2:15. I'll go with Arnaud, who was a good third in the Red Mills the other day behind Champagne Fever. 3:15, I'm desperate to take on this Milchian, who's a shockingly short price at 4-6. A whole host of horses could turn it over, but I'm going to go with Fine Theatre for the resurgent Paul Nolan stable. 3:45, not overly keen on anything here, but the two horses that ran well at the track recently might just hold sway, and that's Winter Breeze and Samson Bill. Really keen on this Ryansbrook in the 4:20. I think he's always going places, and the two animals he beat the last day are quite highly regarded. Best bet on the card is Edmundo in the 4:55. I'll be amazed if that doesn't go well. And in the final race, Seeking Susan could provide Elizabeth Dahl with yet another bumper winner.
Fantastic. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Thurles this afternoon.
Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.